Today is Monday, June 4th, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Extron Electronics.
Today's Daily Download comes to us from ITAV Episode 17. Derek Jonkus and Michael Drainer join me talking about an increase in DDoS attacks. Michael Drainer starts off the conversation today talking about what dealers can do to protect their and their clients' networks.
First of all, it's important to understand that nobody's immune from this. We were just talking before the show about some folks that we know very well that were recently attacked and caused a significant outage of their network. So you're not immune to this, and don't think that your internet provider is just automatically going to take care of it. But on that note, a lot of internet providers do offer either value services or premium services to help circumvent DDoS attacks, where they address them at aggregation points within their network by monitoring the traffic and identifying potential issues. So on top of that, you know, we always recommend the ISP as the first line of defense. Second is going to be to make sure you're reducing your attack surface area. So what do I mean by that? Make sure that you don't have ports open in your environment that shouldn't be open. So if you have a cloud-hosted server and you're providing a service to your clients, make sure that only the ports that are required to be open to deliver that service are the ports that are available. Same thing on your office network or any content networks that you're dealing with. Next, we want to plan for scale. So planning for scale is making sure that we're properly sizing our pipes and our servers to accommodate for the possibility that we could see increases in traffic. If you're already running at 60, 70, 80% capacity, you get hit, then it's going to be a very short time until your systems are coming online. Next, we need to know what is normal traffic. So we've got to be able to monitor what's going on and understand what are normal traffic patterns for us so that when we do see that there's an issue, that we're able to address it properly. And finally, make sure we're using application-aware firewalls that are capable of identifying application-specific threats, such as SQL injection, HTML redirects, various things like that. And those application firewalls both reside locally at your office location, as well as any cloud-based services that you're going to utilize. You should be using application-aware firewalls. So those are just a few things that you can do. They get kind of deep. We definitely recommend if you've got services that have to have high availability for your clients, make sure that you're working with a security expert, because even I don't know everything that is needed to properly protect this. I've got people that I work with to help us in these scenarios. So,
Derek, from a both a manufacturer standpoint and an integrator standpoint, because Derek used to be an integrator at one point in time, how do you design systems like this? How do you design from the paper on up to put in a lot of these safety procedures and safety measures that Michael's talking about?
Yes, I think it's really application specific, because as Michael was mentioning, you go from a time where we were basically doing indiscriminate networking, or maybe it might have been discriminant because certain appliances only had certain capabilities. But now enterprise companies, they have all of these tools at their disposal. And the challenge before getting things on the network, now it's getting them on the network and getting them to be able to communicate to the right places and be able to gather the right kind of content, the right kind of data, the right kind of information. So as an integrator, I would definitely be working with customers and their IT representation to better understand the fabric of what they have and what you can do. Because something just as simple as setting up two devices to speak with one another, and maybe in a control scenario, could be something that that may not be routed correctly because of the type of filtering that is done. And I think filtering is done both at the application level, but also at the network transport level. So
absolutely,
as you're kind of thinking in the different ways to put together systems now, I mean, it's not just all HDMI cables and BNC connectors anymore. I think what we're really talking about is some level of data integration, because the amount of information that gets shared between a lot of our traditional AV appliances now is tremendously different than it was just even a couple of years ago.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry. What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.